This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
St. Kilmar, or Kilmore as we call him, St. Kilmar Orbrigo Garcia, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere. A vigil for him held outside the ICE facility where he turned himself in this morning. They really, really, really want to keep this guy, Lee, but Todd Pyro on Fox News brings up a great point about all these Democrats rallying around St. Kilmar.
We could say, okay, Democrats, when you were supporting this guy right at the outset, maybe we didn't have all of the information on the potential human smuggling charges. Maybe we didn't have all the information on the potential MS-13 gang affiliations. But what does it say now that even after he was charged with human smuggling, even after we know, have documented evidence of the potential MS-13 gang connection, that the left is still cheering him on? You saw the sound bites. And Mike, there's going to be a vigil in about an hour there in your state of Maryland supporting him. What does that say to you?
It says the mask has completely dropped. This is a major political party in the United States that has built into their DNA over decades illegal immigration as their strategy, as their voting base. That is why they fight deportation so hard, because it is their electorate. These are the people they want to amnesty and give citizenship and voting rights to, because they know they cannot convince Americans to vote for them. We've seen that over data that's pouring in, where voter registration for Democrats is absolutely plummeted. It is an existential issue for them if mass deportations actually start to begin to happen, because their future voters will not be in the country. That's why they are fighting tooth and nail for these people who are dregs, who are the absolute worst in society, like Kilmar, who has done so much damage in his time in the United States. He has no reason to be here. And the fact that a major political party has united at every level with margaritas in El Salvador, like Chris Van Hollen, to support him, has shown exactly how far this country has fallen, that we can have one of our major political parties unite behind illegal aliens. No, it should be for Americans. That's who America is for.
And he's right, Lee. That was just so powerful. I had to play the whole thing. We caught St. Kilmar with the illegals in his car. He was a known, I just want to remind people of this, a known MS-13 member in the gang database. When they looked him up, the Tennessee Highway Patrol, they went, wow, the FBI is going to want to know about this guy. We got him in custody. He's wanted by Interpol. Okay, there's an alert on him, like, hey, wanted gang member, watch out for this guy. Should I call up the FBI? Hey, we got him. You want to come get him? Why didn't they call ICE? Because they can't. They're not deputized as federal agents. So they call up the FBI. Hey, we've got a known MS-13 gang member's on a wanted list. It's like a bolo. So it's not wanted on criminal charges, Lee, but it's like, be on the lookout for, right? This proceeds, okay. So that's why they called the FBI. And the FBI, which we now know is sort of a turnout operation for the Democrat Party, really, not a real law enforcement agency, although we're trying to drag it back from the edge, from the precipice, right? The FBI's like, nah, let him go. He's doing good work there. How many Democrat voters he got in the back? Oh, cool. Well, let them go too. And they did. By the way, one of his destinations, he would drive illegals from Texas, like from the, you know, he's picking up border guys, and he'd bring them, he would bring them to South Carolina. It was one of his five destinations. So we are victims of Kilmore's crimes. And I call him Kilmore because I don't know if he's going to kill more or if he's even killed the first time. Because let me remind you again, and this is a little known fact. I don't know why. We should have it front and center, Lee, who this guy is. So he goes, he's a legal immigrant. He, when he's not human trafficking, he gets busted. He's sent before a judge, and the judge gives him a final deportation order. He has no right to be here. He has been ordered deported. It's adjudicated. We're done. We're done. Okay, so why has he not been deported? Well, his home country is El Salvador. And he argued before, his lawyer did anyway, argued before a judge that he is a member of MS-13. And as such, his rival gang members in El Salvador might kill him. Now, why specifically might they kill him beside the fact that he's an MS-13 gang member and they are in the 8th Street gang? Because this is how it was argued in court. The other gang members, the 8th Street gang, believe that St. Kilmar killed one of the gang members' mothers in retribution for God only knows what. So my only question for him, Lee, if I was a reporter standing there at the vigil, they actually have candles. I'm like, dude, it's morning. You don't need a candle. The vigil for St. Kilmore, my only question as a reporter would be, you say you can't go back to El Salvador because your MS-13, a rival gang, might kill you for killing one of their mothers? Did you kill her? Did you kill her? And if you didn't, why do they believe you killed her? And what on earth gives you the right to think you can stay here? And I know the answer. Well, the Democrat Party. I mean, they love him, right, Lee?
Oh, yeah. It's just amazing to me that the very party that is always crying separation of church and state is invoking the name of God to protect him.
Oh, I know. They tried out all the reverends.
Yeah, yeah.
I think these are rent-a-reverends. I do.
Like the rent-a-crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They notice they'll go to certain parts of the Bible and preach that.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll leave out kind of the other parts.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they'll tell you about how you have to accept foreigners in your land and Jesus wanted you to accept everyone and treat them as your neighbor, which they did.
Yes.
And they'll completely ignore the entire Old Testament part where one of God's favorite ways of punishing a nation that goes astray is what? Foreign infiltration till you feel like a stranger in your own land. He did it again and again and again in the Old Testament. And you know when it would happen? After he first gave them really crappy leaders, Joe Biden. So I just think that this is, you want to go Bible to Bible, then we'll just do it. We'll pull out the Old Testament and talk about how foreigners invading your land was one of the punishments God liked to give.
Well, Christ also reminded us that we are to, follow the orders of government. Now, obviously, sometimes it's going to be government that is not in keeping with what many of us believe, but that's one of the things here. And if you know, you want to invoke biblical, truths here, then these folks should be following what the government tells them to do, and that means he gets deported.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening here. St. Kilmore could come out with a ankle monitoring bracelet. Maybe they'll let him walk around with it, or maybe they just throw him in the clink and he goes to Uganda, which I hear is very nice this time of year.
And you could have been at Costa Rica, but
I know, man.
It's just Uganda, Costa Rica. Boy, that wouldn't take me long to choose.
No, Costa Rica is beautiful.
I mean, even if it had to be in a prison setting, I would still go with Costa Rica as opposed to a prison in Uganda. That just, just doesn't, I don't know.
My sister went there for a couple of months a few years ago.
Costa Rica, I guess.
Costa Rica, yes, yeah. Not Uganda. Okay. And she was not deported.
Right.
She chose to go there on vacation. She just raved about how beautiful it was.
Yeah.
In fact, she thought about moving there. Mm-hmm. And the only reason she didn't was because The parasites caught up with her.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the water made her sick. She like started making, she's not sure exactly what it was, but the water ain't not the cleanest there.
There is that. Yeah.
But, you know, Abrigo would be fine for 2 months as long as he takes his ivermectin with him and, you know.
Drink bottled water.
Yes, drink bottled ivermectin, very cheap. Hydroxychloroquine will work too. Drink bottled water, he'll be good. Because like I said, many people go to Costa Rica for vacation. So he'll be happy there. And he can just look and just wait till the next Democrat regime and come right back over to borders. So that's how it works, right?
Yeah, we're hoping that's going to be a while, though.
Oh, yeah. Please, God, because, you know, we can't. We're still recovering from the last one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Americans think they're free right now, and they are. We're defeating the Democrats for one reason. Don't ever forget it. And I know I say this on a daily basis, but a lot of people on our side don't get it. They take it for granted. We have X. It's the only reason we're winning. When you see insane numbers, and I mean, we're talking insane. Like the ones I gave you last week, a 4.5 million shift away from the Democrats in voter registration, the lowest ever male Democrat voter registration in 100 years. The most conservative generation, Gen Z, in 100 years. Got the polling data and the screenshot up on my X feed because it's so jaw-dropping. But what's so amazing is that did not happen over a decade. It happened since 2020. And what changed was Elon Musk bought X in 2022. And for the first time ever in my lifetime, we had both sides. And they couldn't stop it. They can't, They can't figure out what to do. And that has led to devastating numbers like this. In 2018, 66% of registered voters under the age of 45, so young voters, were Democrats. 66%. Today it's 48. Devastating. Let's look at the erosion since 2020. 2020, 49% of men were Democrat, they were registered as Democrat voters, 49% of men. 2024 is 39. Boom. What a mess. And they're not coming back, folks. They aren't coming back as long as we have free speech. But should Elon Musk just, and he's quirky, roll out of bed one day and go, I don't want to be in a free speech business anymore. It's cost me billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. They're trying to put me in prison in France. They're criminally investigating. Do you realize Elon Musk can't go to France? Do you realize that? He'd be arrested. He's under criminal investigation. So's X. Folks, the thread all of this hangs on is just so thin. Americans don't understand. They think, well, Trump will go out and say some stuff and it'll all work out. No, no one will hear Trump if there isn't X. They set the agenda every day. I spend all day clicking on whatever's trending, knowing 2 to 3 days that'll be at the top of the news. We set the agenda now, the American people in their pajamas. We are free because of it. We are defeating the Democrats. We have escaped the dragnet of authoritarianism because of it. And every day they try to get that net on us. And folks, they're doing it from outside this country. And they are building a worldwide speech dragnet that is terrifying. It's every dang day. Now, Trump's kept it on the down low because he's trying to, you know, cut the trade deal with the Euroweenies. And then he's trying to end the Ukraine-Euroweenie war. And so he's not been as forceful on this as I think he will be. So what he's done is sent out Tulsi and J.D. Vance. Do you know what the Euroweenies are trying to do this weekend? We beat them on this end of week. They wanted a backdoor into all Apple devices. All of them. Including Americans. Wait. The Euroweenie intel agencies wanted a backdoor into our devices? Why? You got an Apple so they can monitor everything we do, everything they say, so that one day they can apply the Online Safety Act, which is law in the EU, to us. And extradite us. Well, Tulsi Gabbard, God bless her, and J.D. Vance just succeeded in pressuring the United Kingdom to remove its mandate for Apple to have a backdoor for government on all users. Folks, this is awesome for now, but let me tell you what it means. The second Democrats win that presidency back, Americans will have Europe's socialist thug dictators collecting their most personal digital information and likely censoring us from abroad. They were already asserting the right to extradite us for trial. That came from the top prosecutor in the UK for saying things that violate their laws. And Democrats will just tell you, you violated international law, we're extraditing you. Folks, this whole thing hangs by a thread. And if Elon Musk whirls over one day, says it's not worth it anymore, it's done. It's finished. We'll go back to the way things were. It's why they're losing. And you say, Tara, he won't do that. He might. Because while in June, he quietly gave the Republican Party a $5 million check, so it sounds like he's kind of coming back from the insanity of the debate, you know, the argument he had with Trump. And he's now saying, well, I'll support J.D. Vance in 2028. That's good. What scares me is in Brazil, when they threatened to arrest his executives and they froze about $5 million of his assets in Brazil because he wouldn't censor for them on X, he started censoring for them. You know, he censors in Brazil. He's caved before. That scares the dickens out of me. Scares me to death. Because I'm telling you, folks, Europe is turning into a totalitarian regime, China style. 10 years, folks, more of this, there ain't going to be anything left. I think 5 years, there ain't going to be anything left. I mean, did you see what they did last week? Last week, they were thugging out on Wikipedia in court. Wikipedia actually beat them for now, and I'm glad they're fighting. This is a left-wing site. They wanted an ID on every single American who updated a Wikipedia listing. They also wanted the right, carte blanche, to edit religious Wikipedia listings. This is the Euroweenies, not China. Why? Because they are incredibly anti-Christian, and there's certain things that you can't say, even if they're factual, because Wikipedia is not pro-Christian. It's not that. It's just they have factual things about, you know, hey, this is what right-wingers believe. This is what Christians believe. This is what the Bible says, we may not like it, but it says this. They want to go in and edit that out in order to persecute Christians. In order to find those Christians, their intel agency and everybody else wants everyone who makes an edit on Wikipedia to have to submit a valid ID. Now, thank God, as totalitarian left-wing as they are, Wikipedia, they didn't go, cool, what a great idea. Why didn't we think of it? They fought. And they won in court for now. But folks, there's a reason John Brennan, who honestly shouldn't be allowed to leave the country at this point because his home's going to be raided any moment. John Brennan's over in Ireland helping them build this speech repression system. Why? So that the second that a Democrat steals or otherwise wins, God forbid, the election, they can whack, put it right back on us. And it's there. It's waiting for us. And they're building it all around us outside this country. And folks, I got to tell you, I am not down with a security guarantee for these Euroweenies. People who, again, if Elon Musk stepped foot in France right now, he'd be arrested. And we're going to go fight and die for them? Why? I can't tell the difference between them and Russia. Honest to God, I can't tell the difference. 12,000 arrests? Did you see the poor mother who was very upset that three little girls were stabbed to death? Put up a post saying, burn them down for all I care about the migrant hotels. They have them there too, because it's a worldwide program to put the left in power. It's not just here. You know, she spent she got 300 days in prison. Do you know they've let pedophiles and rapists out with less time? Because she criticized the illegal immigration scheme there in the UK. 12,000 people have been arrested for what they've posted. And we're going to go fight and die for the Euroweenies. Why? And Trump said something this weekend that gives me a lot of hope. He said one of the options he's considering is just walking away. Good. Walk away. Walk away. No security guarantee. We are not guaranteeing air security. Because you know what that is? You know what that really is? If Russia invades Ukraine again or oversteps the line or sends a missile over the boundary, guess what? We go to war with Russia in the air, not on the ground. We're not putting boots on the ground. Folks, the air is worse. The air is worse. Because then you're launching missiles. Are we going to use the nukes that we have stationed on their border? You know we have nukes on their border, right? And they're supposed to be cool with that. They're supposed to be good. By the way, we put them there before the invasion of Ukraine, which is why they want to push the borders back. I'm sure we want a security guarantee where we say, okay, the Euroweenies will put troops on the ground, but we'll be their Air Force. Cool. Air Force over Ukraine. What does that mean? Well, then we'll be fighting Russia in the air? That's war. And you can tell Donald Trump's thinking about this. He's gotten a lot of criticism last week from Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon, some other shows, including this one. I doubt he takes note of that, but he would notice Kirk. He would notice Bannon. Trump said something smart, something that could keep us out of war with Russia. Maybe I'll do nothing. Yes, do nothing. If you can't get an agreement, no security guarantee. No, we don't go to war with Russia.
What are the two ways you can go at the end of 2 weeks then?
Well, then I'm going to make a decision as to what we do.
It's going to be
a very important decision. And that's whether or not it's massive sanctions or massive tariffs or both.
Fine, we can do that.
Or do we do nothing?
That's good too.
It's your fight. Look, I would have never been in this war if I were president. You wouldn't have had this war. It was never going to happen. This was caused by stupid people.
Trump says, maybe I do nothing. Yes, please do nothing. But the really encouraging thing is he did not mention the security guarantee. He said, maybe we do tariffs. Fine. That's not a nuclear option. It's not a bang, bang, shoot, shoot war option. Okay, fine. Tariffs on Russia, whatever. Maybe I do nothing. No security guarantee in there. No Air Force in the air guarantee. That's good. That means they've gotten to him and they're like, wow, we will rip MAGA apart over this. And we should. We should. We do not go to war with Russia. And we especially do not go to war with Russia on behalf of Euroweenies who would put us in prison for doing this very broadcast as I speak right now. We don't fight for those people. We fight against them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, D.C. goes a staggering 11 days without a murder. So no Democrats killing no Democrats for 11 days. As arrests surged to over 1,000. Car break-ins, carjackings down 40%. Peace in the streets. Folks, what is going on? There's two things that are going on here. CNN's catching on to one. They're not too smart over there, but they do catch on eventually. Pointing out of the 1,000 arrests, 300 of them are illegal immigrants. Many of them gangbangers hiding out in the sanctuary city of D.C. See what's going on here? Trump's using the cover of crime to go, you know what? I'm going to have to send in basically the military to get these illegals out, and we're going to clean these places because they're hiding it. They're hiding the illegals in there. And the worst of the worst, too. They're protecting the criminals. He needs to get them out before the census, before his new census, but he just needs to get them out, period. So you go in, you get the political score of going, wow, these Democrats sure love crime. These people sure are miserable. And what do? The National Guard works the streets, keeps things safe, and then you shuffle the ICE troops in. They pick up these guys. It's brilliant. And J.D. Vance was talking about this weekend, and you can kind of see what's going on here with all of this, that they're basically getting ready for a nationwide crime crackdown, and they're sort of preparing the American people for this. And Vance really talked about that this weekend in his interview.
My message to my fellow citizens here in D.C. or all across the country would be that allowing vagrants and armed robberies to take over your city, that's a policy choice. What President Trump is showing is that if you just empower local law enforcement to arrest and prosecute the bad guys, we can take back American streets. You, as a young family, whatever the color of your skin, you should not have to cross the street because there's a crazy person yelling at your children on the other side. You should not be worried that if you take your son out for a meal at 8 o'clock, o'clock in the evening, an armed robber is going to assault your family. This is a policy choice to allow lawlessness to overrun our cities. The president has made a different policy choice. And I think what he's showing the entire American community is that we don't have to live like this. And that's the biggest thing that will come out of D.C. It matters a lot for D.C., but I think it matters more for the whole country to see that if we just make better choices, we can take back our cities.
Absolutely. So while the Democrats are busy protecting criminals and basically mainstreaming them, arguing, you know, we got to protect them, leave them, let them roam the streets, let them do whatever they want, they're coming after those who they consider criminal, those who commit thought crimes of disagreeing with them. Bombshell over the weekend, folks. Fox News got this. Two bank executives tell Fox News, point the finger directly at Obama and Biden, not just their administrations, but Obama and Biden personally for debanking conservatives, said they made us do it. Now, Fox News did not name the bank executives. They only spoke on condition of, you know, anonymity. But still, folks, we were on the verge of a Chinese-style dictatorship. It was bad. Take a listen to Eric Trump and Don Trump Jr. They were on Fox News as his story broke, talking about what it was like as Trump kids. These guys are millionaires, right? They're running their dad's empire, and they get debanked. They get debanked. Take a listen to them describe what this was like for wrong think and wrong association with their dad after he left the presidency, you know, in between the two terms. Listen to this.
We got into crypto because we didn't have a choice, right? We were debanked by every major banking institution. All your bank accounts for golf courses and condominium buildings and hotels, they're all gone in the middle of the night. I mean, how do you pay your taxes? How do you pay your employees? This wasn't just happening to the Trumps, people with a lot of zeros on the end. This was happening to conservatives all over the country.
So the illegals roam free, the human traffickers roam free. Maybe you're MS-13, maybe you killed your rival's mama, maybe you didn't, but you're an honored person. But you are a law-abiding conservative, or God forbid, run a religious nonprofit. Now that we can't have. That is where we are in this country. Here is the bombshell report from Fox News they broke over the weekend about debanking. Again, two bank executives not just saying, hey, the regulators made me do it, they were liberal. No, pointing directly at Obama and Biden.
Major bank executives now admit they were under pressure by the Obama and Biden administrations to deny services for political reasons.
These bombshell allegations that the past two Democratic presidents pressured banks not to bank conservatives come from two unnamed executives at top U.S. banks. And here's what one of them told Fox News Digital. Those pressures were very, very real. When your regulator gives you a suggestion, it's not a suggestion, it's an order. The political stuff is very real. Those pressures are real. President Trump and other Republicans have claimed for years that banks denied services to customers because of their political views or because they did business in the crypto industry. In fact, President Trump recently claimed that two of the biggest banks in the world, JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America, refused to let him bank with them between his two terms as president. Earlier this month, Trump signed an executive order blocking banks from discriminating against crypto firms and conservative clients. The Federal Reserve also says it'll stop policing what's called reputational risk in banks, which some lawmakers alleged banks used as a basis for debanking.
We must adopt an approach that does not penalize or prohibit a bank from banking a customer that's engaged in legal activity, and encourage banks to provide banking products and services to any legal business without disfavoring any particular viewpoints, businesses, or industries.
Okay, do you hear that right there? I want you to note something about that. We're in power. You're being told by the lying mainstream media, Trump's a dictator, blah, 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 blah. No, what is she saying? We want free speech for everyone. Democrats, we don't like them, but we want to hear them. We want free speech for religious organizations. We want free speech for conservatives. We want free speech for liberals. We want no one debanked. That is who we are. That right there. You tell your liberal friends, that's who we are. We don't debank you. We don't cut you off from the financial system. He's right. Eric Trump's right. You can't even pay your taxes. You can't run a business. You are destroyed. We don't do that. We're the freedom people. You may disagree with us. If you're one of the trolls who wanders in here often from X, you see my wonderful broadcast on X, crushing the others on the side of spaces. Yes, you may wander in here. You may not agree with me on abortion. You may not agree with me on transgender issues for kids. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to censor you. I'm not going to repress you. I'm not going to take your bank account. I would never stand for that. This is who we are. We're the freedom people. When Elon Musk, what, the biggest funder of the Republican Party in the last cycle, takes over X, what does he do? He lets you keep your X account if you're a liberal. You're unaffected. Now listen to this. Rasmussen pulled the issue over the weekend. See, and these are the people that scare me. 20% of voters want conservatives debanked. Those are the thugs. Those are the communists. Those are the authoritarians. That's not us. So when your lying media tells you we are dictators, Trump's dictator, everybody on MAGA is confused. No, we're not confused. We get real information. You guys have lying media. We don't treat you like this. We don't debank you. We don't censor you. We want freedom for everyone, even those we disagree with. And you will not catch us censoring. You will not catch us debanking. That is the difference. Now, you trolls, ask yourself, who's the dictator? Ain't us. It's your people. Nice breaking news. President Trump signing an executive order to end cashless bail in Washington, D.C. today. This is the first step to ban it across the country. Criminals in D.C. will no longer be quickly released back onto the streets without posting a bond. Yeah, it's the end to the Democrat lawlessness. Or at least showing people it doesn't have to be this way. This is deliberate. This is a choice to live this way. By the way, South Carolina, speaking of living this way, Henry McMaster finally knuckling under to the criticism that he has gotten, and rightfully so, from this station. Going to be deploying South Carolina National Guard troops to help ICE. I went, there's got to be a catch. There's no bigger open borders rhino than our governor. Well, why would he do this? And I thought, well, maybe he's giving in to the pressure to finally protect the people of South Carolina. And then I went and read the fine print and went, pfft. How many are we sending National Guard to help ICE? 40. 40? 40. Okay. Thanks, Governor. Try a little harder next time, bud. You know, wow, but he's actually going to let them, you know, touch the hair on an illegal immigrant's head and send him out of here so they can't labor in the factories of Henry's, shiny-shoed friends? Well, I didn't say that. Yeah, when you look at the parameters here, you're like, okay, I get it. Yeah, the troops will be forbidden from arresting or detaining any illegal immigrants, so that makes sense. Henry wouldn't want that. What they are going to be doing is handling non-arrest-related support duties. Why? Because according to Stars and Stripes, ICE is overwhelmed. Yeah, it's because governors like Henry won't help. He won't help. So kudos to the governor. Look, I said if he did anything right, I would let you know. He did. He gave up 40 National Guard. Big whoop, governor. It's something. So I said I'd give you credit. Now, if you really wanted to help Donald Trump, which you don't, but if you really did want to help him get the 105,000 illegal immigrants out of South Carolina, 35% of whom have criminal records, you would deputize state law enforcement, you'd deputize SLED, you'd deputize the highway patrol, and you'd let them drive illegals as they catch them to the ICE center. But you don't want to do that, do you? Because you're a rhino country clubbing hack. But you get credit for the 40. Come on, Governor, help the president. You read it in Stars and Stripes yourself. ICE is desperate for help. Help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.